Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'll start the show with a new you song. It is a gift from the new man, the new wave is. Test it for yourself for 15 minutes before you go to sleep each night and see what life reveals to you. The new presentation offers real guidance and a real education. So, this afternoon, we'll have a little discussion about putting our efforts into presenting the new presentation to the world. So we have lots of different ideas, and if anybody new is listening, you can get into these Blog Talk Radio shows by calling in at 563-999-3509. In the future, they'll tell you when you call that number, when the next show is going to be on. So I can't tell you the new presentation is for you, because it's really up to each one of us to decide for ourselves. Some people see this experience we call life as a place where there's no coincidences. There's reasons for everything. And if you're listening new to this attempt to share this new presentation, it's probably because what are called universal guides, real guides, have decided to give you an opportunity to find out about this new presentation and about these psych realms that we're in. Like this physical is called the physical. That's with our body and this outer world stuff. And then there's an astral plane, place, world, whatever you want to call it, in these psych realms. And that's pretty much sounds like it's the emotional part of life here in these psych realms. And then there's a causal place or realm or world where a lot of the memories we have are, whether you are aware of reincarnation or have any reason to believe or think that it is a fact, an actuality. We may be carrying all kinds of past memories from this previous lives, experiences in this physical and astral and the emotional and the memory worlds. And then there's a mental world, and that's like our mind, thoughts and what our human mind actually is. Like a computer, it seems to be able to record lots of things and thinks it is something that it might not be. But I'm hoping that, I shouldn't say hope. If anybody is paying attention to find out about this new presentation, this wonderful worldwideeducators.com on these technology devices. If you have a computer or a cell phone that works, and it sounds like this is only for what's called real risk takers, people that are wanting or willing to explore what they don't know, to see if there's something that's important, to have a, I guess you'd call it a real purpose for life, why we came here and what a person decides that is important for them to do with this life. So the song goes, new you, and that's something for you to test for yourself for like 15 minutes each evening before you go to sleep and see what life reveals to you. Would anybody else like to say something about presenting this new presentation?
Hi, Tim. This is Dean Val.
And, yeah, hi, Val. Go ahead.
Thanks for the show. Yeah, I was just seeing that if there is anything like evolution, you could say, if there is such a thing, well, the human consciousness is here at a point where it's ready to mature or to get see more of life. And we're used to like having the gods of man and the masters and the gurus and the saviors like being worshipped and prayed to. But now we've come to the point that we see that these are just steps along the way, and that actually these so-called masters or the people who have become more aware are here to help us become more aware. They're not here necessarily to answer our prayers or to give us more money or health or anything like that. They're actually here to help us to become more aware of life and what it really is about. And that's a big step in the human consciousness, because we've had lifetimes of praying and worshiping and just bowing down to authorities. So here we are ready to take responsibility for our lives, and the real guides are here, and the new presentation, like you say, is here to help people and assist them to see more of what they're about and what life is about. They're here to see, they're here to show us, point the way, give us hints and references to our real awareness, as we call it, real awareness, that's who we really are, and then also the real universes, this basically what doesn't relate to anything here, whatever we think it is, it's not, so they help us figure it out, well, what is it then? And then it's a big, exploration. It's a big adventure. It's like you said, it's a big risk factor because we're leaving our past behind, our past self-convinced attitudes about things. Not that we can't go back and pick them up again, you know, if we want to, but we can move forward. We can move on into new territory, so to speak. You know, uncharted, unexplored areas for ourselves, and that's really where the adventure is. We can we still have our bodies. It's not like we have to get rid of them like some of the spiritual paths say, you know, have to fast and do all these numbers, you know, to subject yourself to certain things so the personal self is, you know, destroyed or compromised in some way. You don't really have to do that. It's more of a recognition rather than substituting something for something or sacrificing something. See, that's another thing, sacrifice. We've been taught that sacrifice is necessary to obtain realization or enlightenment, but really, you still keep, you know, you're still human, you still have that side of you. You don't really have to sacrifice anything. It's more just letting go and seeing more, letting go of your convinced attitudes about things and seeing more, because you really can't see more unless you let go of, you know, your attention is on certain things, and if your attention is there, then you can't see more. Most of this is subconscious too, so you got to realize that it's huge. You're talking about the bodies. Well, the subconscious body is huge, vast, vast area, you know, of unconsciousness. And like Dwayne, the great writer, and other the guides say, you know, there's more that we don't know than we know. So this is next to the real universes, which is the unknown. Well, this unconscious area is vast. I mean, it's totally, there's so much that we don't know, even in the creation worlds, let alone the unknown reality of the isness. So it's quite an adventure. It's like they say, it's a recognition of what already is, so you don't have to... really, in a way, you don't have to go out of your way to see it. You could, it's just a matter of seeing it, which is at the same time simple and at the same time very challenging for the personal self. So I know Lila's here too. Maybe Lila has some input too. Are you there, Lila?
Oh, hi. Yeah, I was... distracted for a moment. Well, you know, I think that this is for anybody that is just curious, want to get away from the same old every day, thinking and planning and doing the same old things all the time with friends. You want to change, you know? Let's bring in some new ideas and new thoughts into our lives. What the heck is this that Tim here is presenting? What do you suppose it is? What's this new presentation? Maybe I'll just listen. And I've seen some books around. People are talking about God. I mean, be curious. It's curious, you know, what he's presenting. It's well worth looking into. There's so much more to life outside there that can pique your curiosity and maybe even have an adventure. Should you go in this direction? Find out what the new presentation presents. What is this? You know, curiosity is a wonderful thing, and an emotional wanting to change, seeing what more there is to life than just what's presented. It could be fun. New presentation, keep saying it is. Why not try it? Listen now to what Tim has to say. With your curiosity, open your mind. This is something brand new. This could be a new way of looking at the same old life. Okay, Tim.
Thanks, Val and Lila. Would anybody else like to mention anything about the presenting the new presentation?
Hi, Tim. It's Kelsey. We just created something fun here in Huntington Beach. Tim, hi. It's called Total Universal Rainforest. So for short, it's TURF, T-U-R-F, and we're going to be promoting the reforestation and afforestation of rainforest, and this is what we're actually going to start to implement here with a new presentation. So it's a simple way to get people involved and see what we're sharing. Like, the all-natural environment is actually a reference to the all is and the many life levels and what life is. So we have a lot of fun here, and Dwayne's always coming up with something new to get people to pay attention to what supports them. And usually that's the trees now is what supports us, breathing, and it's just so much fun to pay attention to your planet Earth and the oceans and the bees and start to sing new you to the bees and the little elementals and things like that and just have fun in your garden. So there's simple ways that we can present what life is because it's already presenting itself. So that's the new is TURF, and we'll have a new website called turf.mystrikingly.com. So it used to be strikingly.com, but strikingly, our website supporter builder, has changed it over to mystrikingly now, MY. So it'll be turf.mystrikingly.com, and that'll be ready within the week, that website, so people can get another idea of what it is we're sharing, because the trees and everything are beings too, and they talk, and they have a lot to say, and they're going through their experience too, and we can meet them in the real universes here and now. So thank you for that, and I'll pass it back to our friends here in Huntington Beach.
Thanks, Kelsey.
You have anything?
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, Tammy, this is Henry here. I've been a bit put on the spot. I'm making some herbal tinctures right now, having a bit of fun. So if anyone listening, yourself or Lila or any of our other new friends want some herbal tinctures, you just let me know. But yeah, so sharing what we're doing is fun, and you've got to be creative according to the experiences you've had so that you can relate it to others. And that's why it's fun to talk with other people wherever you're at, because when you can see from their view, you can better refine, you know, how you explain and share what you're sharing so that they can understand it, so that you can then explain it and share it with more people that have also had different experiences, because there's so much different created stuff here that people have experienced, and, you know, so it's good to share others' experiences so that you can relate it and you become more aware. And yeah, it's just fun to share, and it's fun when people see what we're doing and decide they want to support life and make sense of things too without any attitude, and we can all get together and have a real adventure here. And so yeah, anyone that's listening, anybody can do something to support the natural environment life is and support what we're doing, and there's no right or wrong way to go about it, and we're really like just open to whatever people can contribute to support life. It's really very simple for those who want to take the time to pay attention and figure out what life is and what we're doing. So yeah, it's a real adventure, you know, something as little as making some herbal tinctures here is using the natural herbs and things, and then I can send it to our friends and we can, you know, just become more, the physical body can be so-called, you know, healthier and more natural with the natural herbs and things. And it's not necessarily the act of what you do, but it's the intent and what it, you know, refers to. So it's just supporting the natural environment, and then everybody else can experience the effect of what I've decided. So yeah, you can do anything to create a real benefit here. And so we just keep imagining different ways of doing what makes sense, and then you just keep going, and then this huge adventure eventually starts.
Yeah, Yeah, thanks, Kelsey and Henry. And the new presentation has projects in development, like the All Solar Research Vessel and the Nations United Universal University and homeschooling and self-sufficient communities, many things a person can be involved in, have a real purpose for this life. Of everybody has their own experiences where they're good at something and or other. And there's books available. The Adventure Is series at lulu.com by Duane, the great writer. Just to give anybody that's listening new an idea of some words in new book 6, Your Dream Visions, I'll read a little bit for you. And you can call in, I guess, if you're listening and have any questions. And someone will try to see if we have answers. This is romantic adventures like no other, and all for just you. Virtually, all of us have read stories and seen movies that are far beyond our imagination, and we love them. We want to be a part of them. We want to be the characters in the story or the star of the movie. Most people have been taught that they can only dream such things. And this is true, but the reality of all realities is that we can each have a life better than we can ever imagine if we are willing to have real guidance and a real education to have such a life. It takes a person that is willing to have the courage to be a real risk taker, a nonconformist in such a special way, a person that is not rebellious, but daring and resourceful, creative and ingenious. I am not referring to one who is overeducated and intellectual, but more so street smart from the experiences they have from the world around them. If then they are willing to climb a mountain higher than they ever have and see what very few ever will, they may be ready to gain the first steps of true insight beyond what the personal mind will ever know. And it is all so real, so much so that even what they can imagine will never equal what they will experience with the true reality of themselves. That's just a little bit of the words that are in new book 6, which is called Your Dream Visions by Duane, the great writer. This opportunity only comes around in life, who knows how often or how long it'll be before it ever comes around again. And there's only so much what we call time here in the physical before it's not available again for who knows how long. This is an opportunity to earn our way out of these psych realms into real universes of real freedom, where there's a thing called real love, not just the emotional love we think is what love is here in the physical. The real guidance and the real education is what's really important to be able to get out of these psych realms, earn our way out of these psych realms through these universal guides, guiding us and educating us about why we came here into this physical, astral, causal, mental, and etheric places, and how to be able to, with their guidance and effort, to escort us through what's called the deep dark border that separates these psych realms from the real universes. It's pretty much this stuff we're going through here is the opposite of what is there. This is what's not real compared to the real universes that are real. When we talk about foreverness, it seems like maybe we have to go through these lifetimes, maybe a million lifetimes or so, and all these experiences to even get to this point. For some right now, to have the opportunity being offered and given to those that are sincere, and a way to find out for themselves, for ourselves, not having somebody tell us, but to find out for ourselves. And that is very important, that new you song, as a beginning, like a first step that shows the real guides that a person is sincere, so that they want to have a real education and real guidance. Would anybody like to mention anything?
Yeah, hi, Tim.
So we have the. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Was it? Did someone want to mention anything about the new presentation that they think that somebody would be wanting to know?
It's really for their benefit, for each person's benefit, because it's really talking about survival, and we have a big, life is huge, and people are trained or conditioned to see life as just one-dimensional. So once they see that there's more to it, a person really needs guidance to orient themselves to new realities and new life dimensions and things like that. And even here on the physical, it's people are even having difficulty dealing with the basic physical things, you know, which is in a way elemental. If you look at the indigenous people, I mean, they knew how to survive and live with the natural environment. They didn't destroy it. So maybe that's the problem here. If there's a problem, people are not really in tune with the natural environment, so they're creating problems for themselves. But it's just a matter here of helping people survive, and we're also and once in a while, I mean, you do drop the body. Most people drop the body sooner or later, so they find themselves in another arena, and a lot of them are disoriented, or, you know, they don't know any more than they did here, maybe even less. So yeah, maybe they're shown around by friends or their guides or something, but eventually they're going to come back, because there's more to know, and they're either led back here, or they get tired of where they're at, and they want to come back either to learn, or because of their attachments to people or things. or both. So it's around, they go round and round with this. But there's a lot more to life, and that's where we come in a new presentation, helping people to see that there's more and then helping them to get through it. Because part of it here is they can stick around in creation or they can get through it and really go into the real universes, as we call it, and then really have a real life with a real purpose. And I'll give you an example of kind of a funny example of being disoriented in a new arena here, like a lot of people are when they pass the physical body and go into the astral plane. Usually that's where they go. Well, I was in Latvia once. It's my native country. My parents are both Latvian. I grew up speaking that as my first language. So I've been back there about 5 times. But, you know, each culture has its own traditions and ways and cultural ways about it. And so we were in this restaurant once. I took my kids there, and this is a little thing, but it was funny because we were having these kind of cakes, these kind of pancakes or crepes and things like that, and we bought them, and then we saw there up at the counter there's some like jellies and jams and different condiments. So we just, you know, it's just like you're in McDonald's, you go up and get your mustard, your little ketchup, little packages and things like that. So we went up, grabbed a whole bunch of those and took it back to us, to our table. And you should have seen the looks we got from everybody in the restaurant turned their heads, and people at the counter kind of gave us this dirty look, and, you know, and we didn't know this is like something you had to pay for in Latvia. And here, you know, it's big, no big deal. You just grab a bunch of ketchup things. So that's the way in the other levels too. You know, you may need some assistance getting used to how the reality is on these other different levels and realities, because you may find yourself there one day, and then the thing is that you become the effect. Because there's not necessarily a lot of good people out there, even on the other levels. So you could be taken advantage of and controlled and even eaten, you know, or even enslaved by some alien race, reptilian race or such, if you don't know how the process works. I mean, there's a process or a way about each of these life levels. Just like when we came into this physical level as babies, you know, we had to learn how to use the body, how to walk, how to talk. And then later on, you go, we went through school and we learned how to coordinate, you know, how to get a job, maybe how to live with people supposedly, and how to manage ourselves with other people and with life, and how to take care of ourselves. And this is just in the physical, but imagine yourself on another life level, thrown into another life level. There's a whole different reality and physics to it. So this is where the new presentation helps one to become aware and of how to manage your personal self and the things that you've created for yourself. Because a lot of times when you're in another level, you see these creations pop up because you are the creator. So if you're aware of that, you're the cause, then you can better deal with it. And this goes on to more and more subtle areas where the real guides can take you through these levels and actually out of creation and into, again, what we call the real universes. And there you have total freedom, total love. It's real freedom, real love. And basically everything is there for one person, for a person. Everything already exists. Everything you need, wherever wanted, is there. You just have to see it, recognize it, and then relate to it in some way. Part of it's just relating to, how are you going to relate to this reality? And that's another aspect of what we do in terms of guidance for people as they come in to the new presentation. There are no followers, no, we don't even have students. Yeah, they call them new supporters. So we support them, they support us. It all points to this, the all isness, and supporting the isness, because it supports us. It's about making sense of things, and not agreeing to the distortions here that we see here. That's why people struggle so much, because they really have no chance if they keep on agreeing to distortion, because it doesn't make sense and it doesn't relate to reality. It relates to somebody's distorted creation that they're agreeing to. So they really have no, they're going to be stuck, basically. There's no way out. There's literally no way out. And we're not saying that we're, you know, it's not an arrogance or anything like that, but it's just reality that it's just, we can see things, we can perceive things, we're just reporting things, we're just sharing, basically sharing. It's a sharing of what's going on. Because a lot of people just don't know what's going on. So what's going on, and then how to deal with it, and how to get beyond it and through it and recognize what really is going on. And there is a process to it that each person can learn for themselves, because it's very unique. So each person has its own way of, his or her own way of seeing it, and how to get through this matrix, as they say.
Yeah, thanks, Bell. That was pretty informative about the new presentation. And you mentioned aliens, and it's amazing what we become aware of in life that we don't know anything about. And all of a sudden, when life reveals certain things, and we think, wow, never knew that was what was going on. Like this opportunity with being on this planet that seems to be being controlled by the reptilians as one main group, I guess you'd call them, of beings that are using us. Like, to do things they want done. They have the ability to shapeshift, and they have the ability to tap line people while they're sleeping in the astral body and the physical too, I guess, by our attachments, what they convince us. And with this modern technology, there's all kinds of things going on that get, that looks like the new presentation is revealing to those that are paying attention, like the robots and stuff that are being developed by these authoritarians, like, oh, if we don't wake up completely now with this opportunity, we're going to be staying around, coming back, or being robotized. And that could go on for who knows how long. We never have the opportunity again because you're being mind controlled, whether that just because somehow we've accepted it into our lives or. Yeah, go ahead. Did somebody want to mention something?
Oh, boy, I sure agree with you on that one. just imagine, how dare they tell us how to live our lives and make all these rules and regulations that we have to abide by. Yes, we do have to be good citizens and all, but we have to be aware of how we are controlled. There are laws and rules, and they're made in politics. And we believe them. We believe all this democratic things that they're saying, and then the Republicans back and forth. You know, they're just repeating nice things that you want to hear, and you believe that maybe this time it'll be okay, and they will deliver. But we're always disappointed because new rules and new regulations come in. We are certainly controlled, and you know that should be enough to wake you up and say, I don't want to be controlled. How dare they think that we should be controlled? And, of course, there are the reptilians. We have to deal with those. Most people don't want to hear that there are aliens either. They think you're some kind of, well, that's just your thing, you know, but there isn't anything. And yet, I think at the basis of they are dissatisfied, and it may be because they're fearful of making changes in their lives. But they think they'll have to give up their families or their true love or whatever. But it isn't that way at all. It's an expansion of all the wonderful things that life really has to offer. If you follow the new presentation and what Duane is telling us, that's the real path. That's the adventure. And I certainly
thanks again,
hope that we'll at least look at what's going on. We may not have this opportunity again, maybe lifetimes and lifetimes. Being controlled.
Yeah.
Well, with me. Thank you.
Thanks, Lila. Yes, and not only that, what's being revealed or we're becoming aware of is how other beings are messing up our water and our air and our food. And actually, it looks like they're going to be getting rid of a vast majority of the population of humans on Earth here in what seems like a very short amount of time left. If they get their way about what they've decided and are trying to make happen with these vaccines and all kinds of things, the subliminals on the TV that everybody watches on Earth and even these modern tech devices with their radiation affecting the future, the children. This new presentation, it looks to me like it's going to have to be the children that are going to have to really present this.
All this baloney.
Yes, and with the new presentation in their lives, that they'll make the big change and be aware of what's really going on and about the real universes and what these hard lessons we're going through in this psych realm stuff on Earth at this time, right now. You never know how long Mother Earth or whatever you want to call our planet is going to put up with it, because it's these mighty powers in the physical, like volcanoes and earthquakes and even like these reptilians possibly, and looking like they are affecting our weather and burning our forests up on Earth and putting up all this microwave 5G stuff that's going to affect every single human being. We can't hide from it, it looks like. Even they just constantly and very quickly, it looks like, too, is this taking place, because they know that the new presentation is being offered. So they're about as speeded up as they possibly can be, it looks like, to try to get their way before everybody that is ready becomes aware of what's really going on. So these new books by Dwayne the Great Writer are very important for people to get their hands on one way or the other, through the physical books or through the PDF, through the technology, to be able to read and get some real guidance and education to see what's really going on and find out why we really came here. Too, is this new presentation is the only one that's revealing this stuff on Earth. There is no one else. The religions were created by these reptilians, and the political systems were created by these reptilians, and the educational systems were created by these reptilians. So they've got so many ways that they're affecting everybody and controlling so many too, whether it's with this modern tech and mind control, which seems to be developing more and more. So it's very important to pay attention when we have this chance, because if we don't pay attention, we're going to stay lost until we get real guidance from this new presentation. And who knows how many lifetimes or what's going to take place. If they robotize the humans, then you don't die. They can fix the physical bodies and just keep using you as a slave or for food or whatever they want. This is a human farming prison planet. Would somebody like to mention anything?
Please pay attention, people. This is real.
Yeah, thanks, Lila, again. And I guess that we've mentioned quite a bit for anybody that's new listening about the new presentation and its purpose, to provide this real guidance and real education and be giving us an opportunity to earn our way out of these psych realms with the hard lessons that we've gone through for seems like countless lives, that now's the time for a whole batch to have the opportunity to get out of these psych realms with the help of the real guides and the guidance of the real guides and the education that's being provided by the new presentation. So unless anybody else has anything to mention about presenting the new presentation today, we'll end our Blog Talk Radio show with singing the new you song. Lila, would you like to start?
New,
Val? New, oh. New, you.
Kelsey, are you still there? And Henry, are you there?
Henry?
Do you, you.
And is Ariana there today?
I don't see her.
Oh, okay, Val. Is there anyone else you see?
Nope. That's it.
Okay. Thanks, Val, for helping make this show happen again. And maybe someone is going to be listening and paying attention. New you, you, you. We'll see everybody.
Thanks, Tim.
You're welcome. See ya.
Hi, Val. Hi, Tim. Are you there? Hello? Hello? Hello?